Now, our next guest is one of the only female mart auctioneers in the country. Lisa Keenan, good afternoon. You don't know any other female one, do you?
Not that I know of.
You could be the only one.
Yeah, as far as I know, I haven't come across any yet.
Right. And it's not a big community.
No. It's actually a very small community.
Will I do the introduction again then? Our next guest is the only female mart auctioneer in the country. Yeah. Thanks for coming in. So you're the person who sells cows and you're the person who calls out in that sort of garbled sort of way the prices. Is that's your job?
Yeah, I auction the cattle, yeah.
Yeah. How many cattle would you sell at an average auction?
Most Thursdays, well, we're kind of going through our quiet time at the moment. So probably like roughly around 100 cattle now every Thursday.
Yeah.
So then that could be 300 cattle come the busier times.
Right. And it's a family business.
It's a family business, yeah.
And was it your dad or his dad?
Well, my grandfather was involved in property and not so much marts, I don't think.
Yeah.
And then my dad, when he came on the scene, he took over from his father, and then he got involved in Garrison Mart in County Fermanagh, and then Bleak in County Fermanagh as well.
Right.
And then from there, he kind of moved down the country and started selling in a few marts around County Meath and Tullow and County Carlow, I think.
Right. And where's the family from? Where's your home place?
Meath.
All right. Yeah. Sorry about that.
A rough day yesterday.
Yeah.
But it's on the up, thank God.
Yeah. Well, like a lot of people who know a lot more about Gaelic football than me say it's they did really well this year. They're a young team and their day will come in the not too distant future.
Yeah. There's a lot of positives there, definitely.
Yeah. So how many's in the family?
So I've three siblings. I've Anya, Kira, Donal,
yeah,
myself, and then my mum. My dad passed away in 2005, so.
Okay. And when was the first time you were at a mart? What's your first memory of it?
I was actually talking to a lady that works with us, and has actually been working with us the last 40 years, Mary Clark, this morning on the phone. And I was just talking, does she remember me starting to sell cattle? And she was like, I don't remember you starting to sell, that much about you starting to sell cattle, but I do remember being out on the bench clerking for your father. And you were sitting on my knee when I was trying to clerk for your dad. And you definitely weren't 16 or 17 at the time. So, yeah, so I reckon I was, yeah, hanging around the mart at 3 or 4 years
old.
Yeah.
So you know it intimately. And you mentioned 16 or 17 there because you do remember when you sold your first cow when you were 16.
Yeah, I sold, started selling when I was 16. I started in Garrison in County Fermanagh. So.
Yeah. What was that like?
It was pretty nerve-wracking, but pretty exciting as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of a bit of an adrenaline rush that comes along with the whole auctioneering territory.
Yeah. People will know, because I've been at numerous, say, charity balls, and sometimes they get the local mart guy in to do the auction, the charity auction.
Yeah.
And I'm always fascinated by it. It's a bit like lilting. It's a real skill. So you have to learn that, right? But so at 16, how do you practice at home in front of the mirror with the hairbrush or what?
Not so much. I think it just soaks in listening to auctioneers. Look, if you go in, if anybody, even if you're not used to marts, if you go in and stand around a cattle ring in any of the marts in the country and you start and listen to the auctioneer, you mightn't have a clue what he's saying for the first 5 or 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But after that, your ear gets trained to it and what they're saying, and then
you
kind of get in on their rhythm, it's kind of hypnotic in a way.
Now, a lot of our listeners have never been to a mart in their lives. Now, I've been to one, but not when it was operational. You know, I don't know why I was in a mart when it wasn't operational, but there you go. So would you describe it to us, to the people who've never been there? So mart day, right? Well, so this evening, do you sell sheep this evening now? Is that on Monday evening?
Yeah, we have sheep sales on a Monday evening.
Yeah. So what happens now? When will the sheep start arriving?
Look, the sheep start arriving probably at 3 or 4 o'clock.
Right.
And then we kick off, we start out, so we're numbering the sheep to have everything ready for when the buyers arrive at 6 o'clock. And so the girls are in the office are under pressure, the guys out the yard try to get everything numbered, get the sheep filed away in their own pens and have everything ready for kick off. So then the idea is when the sale starts that there's no interruption, that when the auctioneer starts selling, they don't stop until they're actually finished. So like we have to keep feed the supply to him. It's Nigel actually. Nigel Gilmer sells the sheep.
You sell the cows.
I sell the cows and the heifers.
Yeah.
So the idea is like when I'm selling, I'm like, just keep me selling. Okay. That's what I'm here to do is sell.
So you have a group of farmers around the ring looking in.
Yeah.
Right. And then somebody leads the sheep out into the ring. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And they can all see it, the sheep.
To step up, the cattle or sheep stand up in the bridge,
right.
And then they exit the bridge into the ring. The ring man hunts the sheep around the ring. You have an online element as well, so you have a camera picking up the whole live feed. Online bidders can bid on their phones or it's over the Marti app is what we use, so they can bid over Marti on the cattle,
yeah.
And then that's integrated with the bids coming from around the ring as well.
Right, so. Can you spot a good sheep or a good cow now? Because that's what you're asking the farmers to do. They have to be able to spot some, you know, so they know to spend their hard-earned cash on it.
Yeah.
So do you comment on them? Do you go, this is a great heifer, a great-looking heifer now? No, or yes?
Yeah, I generally like, good heifer. I try to be as descriptive as possible because I do like maybe the people that's online... maybe haven't picked up on something about the animal. Maybe the people around the ring haven't picked up on something. So, like, I won't say they're a fantastic animal if they're not a fantastic animal.
Okay.
But, yeah.
But I'm teasing this out because I want people to understand. So you are selling cows on behalf of other farmers.
Yeah.
Okay. So in any one session, there will be cows from loads of different farmers.
That's correct.
Do you not have to be unbiased? That's my question.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if one... farmer hears you saying, you know, that another farmer's cow is fantastic, and you don't say that about his cow or her cow.
What? I call a spade a spade. No, it doesn't work like that.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. Yeah. Okay, so they're out then, and then you start the bidding. Right. Now, you're going to have to do a bit of that for us. What do you call it? What?
Auctioneering.
Salad? Yeah, I know. Yeah. But right. Okay. So wait till I see. We were talking earlier on about them selling off bottles from Wimbledon, right? The Evian bottles. They're much sought after. It's a limited edition, and they're selling them online now. And the price is going up. And people are saying they were used by Djokovic and various other people. So if you see Mark's out there and Grace and Senan and me, we're all bidding on a bottle here. This is the bottle here, right? So you do you want to start us off there then?
Here we have a very impressive looking hard plastic bottle of Evian water. Unfortunately, it's less the contents. But anyhow, here it was last held by Djokovic. So we auctioned this bottle of water. What am I bid? Is it 300 anywhere? 300, 300, 200 bid, 200 bid. Thank you. 210, 20, 30, 40, 50, 260. Very enthusiastic.
500.
278.
500
on bid. 500 on bid. Anywhere advance of 500. 500, 20, 30, 40, 50, 70. 570 bid. 70 bid. Give it all. 570, 600. 100 mana, 600.
700.
600. 700 bid. 700. 100 mana, 710. 720. 720, 20, 730, 40, 40, 80, 80, 80, 70, 80, 70, 800, 800, 100, 800, 800,
800. It's like 1,000. 1,000.
A thousand bid. Any advance on 1,000. 1,000 bid. Is that a bid? 1,000. 1,010. 10, 10, 10. 1,010. 1,010 on the market. There to be sold now. 1,010. 10, 10, 10. 1,010. 1,010. 1,010. On my left at 1,010.
Yay! Grace gets the bottle.
Best of luck with your bottle.
So there is. There's a lovely lilt to it. There's a lovely. It's nearly musical.
Yeah. Well. Look, when you set up the sell, like the first few minutes are the hardest, but then when you get in on it, it's like you kind of flick into autopilot.
Oh, yeah, I heard that because at start it's, you know, it's slow into it and you can hear every word you're saying and then suddenly something happens.
Yeah.
It changes, yeah. And because I'm always fascinated as well by people putting up their hand and some guy might scratch his nose and he could be just scratching his nose, but you might misinterpret that as a bid. Do various
when
farmers...
It suits Ray.
When it suits.
I know. Look, you probably have a fair idea who's bidding on what or where to look. And it's actually, I don't know what it is, but you nearly know about 2 seconds before the person bids that they're actually going to bid, because it's like the tense up.
The body language,
like,
yeah.
So like you nearly know where the bid's coming from before it actually move their finger or whatever their bidding style is.
And does it get hot and heavy? Do people fall out? Do people get angry if they miss out on some cow that they want to get?
It gets pretty heated at times, yeah. That's yeah.
So like would farmers shout across each other? That was my cow, or
they try sometimes, yeah. You've some auctioneers stricter than the others. I'm probably strict enough as in like pull them up on it if I feel that it's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's good for the trade and you let it go to a certain extent. And then look, if it's a quiet day and there's not a lot happening, he's just delighted. It's like you could be sitting up there for 6 hours. You might be delighted with a bit of drama just to spice things up a bit. Yeah. So,
And the number of marts around the country have decreased over the years.
That's true, yeah.
Why is that?
Numbers of cattle in the country, I suppose, is one huge part of it. And there was a lot of small privately owned marts probably. They were first to go, and maybe the bigger marts have got bigger. It's just probably a lot of small farmers have gone by the wayside too. Mm. So that was just a trend there. Not too many marts have closed, thank God, in the last maybe 10 or 15 years. But before that, there was like an onslaught of them closing.
Yeah. So it's found its level now.
Yeah, I think so.
And a substantial proportion, as you mentioned already, is online bidding.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. So how does that work? So they have cameras, so they can see the cow.
Yeah, they see the animal coming through the ring. I have a gavel in my hand. It's not your traditional gavel. It's plugged into the side of the computer.
Oh, all right.
It's plugged into the laptop. I see the bids coming up on the laptop. And the gavel, it vibrates to let me know there's a bid coming in.
Look at that.
So as a result, I actually have to take off my watch when I start to sell. I have to take my phone out of my pocket because I'm like, my phone vibrates and I'm or like my buzz or my...
So it's an electronic gavel.
My watch. And I'm like, I think it's a bid. So it's electronic gavel.
Right. And when you look down to your computer then, you can see who that was.
Yeah.
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 Comes in from, right. And what's the percentage now of online bids versus in-person bids?
So about 30, between 30 and 40% of the cattle are usually sold online. Maybe 70% of the cattle would be bid for online.
Right.
In or around that.
Is that sort of bad news for the marts then? Because if it's...
Not at all, no. It actually was the lease of life that marts needed.
Oh, was it? Right.
It just brought it to a whole new level of professionalism as well. And then it opened our doors to, maybe some people don't like the, maybe people find being around the ring a bit intimidating, so they're happy to bid online. Then you have other people, like they can sit in their office and they can buy cattle. And especially for the bigger outfits, sit in their office to buy cattle and they can... being five or six or six marts at one time.
Yeah.
So without travelling to the marts. So.
Now you're saying your dad died in 2005.
That's correct, yeah.
And was it always going to be you who take over?
I think at different stages, probably we all enjoyed the mart, but I just never grew out of it. I always loved my sister Anya. She really loved the mart early days, but then probably when she got on to secondary school or that, she didn't spend as much time. Whereas I just became obsessed with marts, and all I wanted to do was go to the mart. And my dad actually used to pick me up on a Thursday, just after school. He'd pick me up and bring me to the mart. It was just like.
So it was you and your mother.
Yeah.
Who started running the mart.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I read somewhere that you said that nothing much was expected of the two of you. Well, because you were two women. Was that it?
Yeah. Well, there was probably a bit of
sexism.
Maybe. Yeah. Look, probably. I think.
Definitely.
Kind of turned it on the head a little bit.
Yeah. Because I suppose probably what I needed was a woman's touch, was it?
Yeah. But then I'd say we kind of used it to our advantage as well, because guys were they were used to the mart being run in a certain way and they were happy with that setup, but to go forward, instead of keeping one or two or three or four or five people happy, we want to kind of everyone to be happy, and to every person that come through that gate to be treated the same as everyone else. So we kind of, I suppose, maybe looking back now, maybe we've seen it as an opportunity to tidy the thing up, and look, probably fell out with people along the way, but it just does the full circle to come back to you then after a while.
So And you did things like open up the second ring full time.
Yeah, that's correct. And then took a risk on employing like an extra number of staff, like on the hope that you were going to get cattle. But look, kind of comes back to the build it and they'll come.
So you're an auctioneer. You're a mother of a, what's your old?
Jamie, 3-year-old girl.
3-year-old. And you have some cattle yourself?
Yeah.
So do you buy, are you allowed to do that, or is that against the rules?
I don't, like, just my policy is if I want cattle, I'll get maybe some of the customers in the mart to buy them for me. I don't, because I just want to focus, when I'm selling, I want to focus on selling. I don't want to be selling and buying at the same time.
It'd be very odd if you were bidden and...
Oh, look, it happens for sure.
Does it?
I would, yeah. But I don't, like, it's it's not a practice I do.
Lisa's a legend in the business in Kings Court. She never misses a thing. She can handle the toughest of situations and always does business with a smile. Well done, says Pat.
That's very nice.
Pat Cusack. There you go. So what's the ambition then? Are you, this is, you're happy out now doing what you're doing?
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, we're always pushing on, trying to do new things. And I suppose we're starting to focus our attention at the moment on, look, the mart's been quiet there this last month or 6 weeks. And we've been working on a way, we've been looking at a lot of herds would be restricted around us at the moment, TB restricted herds. Right. So unfortunately, there's no market for those farmers to sell their cattle. Well, look, they can be sold to CFUs, as in controlled finishing units, but they're almost at the mercy of these guys. They ring them up, can I sell a few cattle to you? So we're actually kind of bringing the mart to them. So we go out, we video their cattle, we advertise them to the CFUs, and now we had our first sale last week. So look, it's really kicking off.
So that's novel,
Yeah, it
is. And what about AI?
AI as in very good, Ray. Just leaving that hanging up there. My head's going away in two opposite directions.
AI is going to take my job. What a load of bull. But will you be using artificial intelligence at all in your business?
ChatGPT. Who knows? Like, you don't rule out anything because it's like, in a way, it's, I know, like, when Google came on strong there years ago, like, it's like, oh, people were resisting and people were resisting. It's like, look, change is happening.
Get on board. So, Lisa Keenan, nobody has texted in to say, I am also a female mart auctioneer. So we think you are the only female mart auctioneer in the country. So,
all right.
Lovely to meet you. Thanks, Lisa. Mind yourself. See you. Bye.
Cheers.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.